This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden has told reporters he has been developing a set of initiatives that will make it very, very difficult for Russia to escalate the situation at its border with Ukraine, where Moscow has been building up troops and equipment for weeks. The Washington Post reported Friday that Russia is planning a multi-front offensive into Ukraine involving up to 175,000 troops. And as early as next year, the Post cited U.S. officials in that report. It also said it has obtained an unclassified U.S. intelligence document containing satellite photos that it says shows about 70,000 Russian troops massing in four locations near Ukraine's border. Earlier Friday, Ukraine's defense minister said Russia has now massed more than 94,000 troops near Ukraine's border, suggesting to him that they could be preparing for a large-scale military offensive at the end of January. Reuters is reporting that the iPhones of at least nine U.S. State Department employees were hacked by an unknown assailant using spyware developed by the Israeli-based NSO group. Reuters cites its sources as four people familiar with the matter. Two sources said the hacks, which took place in the last several months, hit U.S. officials either based in Uganda or focused on matters concerning the East African country. Reuters said it could not determine who had launched the latest cyber attacks. NSO Group said in a statement on Thursday that it did not have any indication their tools were used, but would investigate. Apple, which makes the iPhone, last week sued NSO Group, accusing it of helping numerous customers break into Apple's mobile software. Officials at the State Department, the Uganda Embassy in Washington, and the Apple company declined to comment on the intrusions. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban government has issued a decree on women's rights, saying women cannot be married off against their will or given away in order to settle property feuds or other feuds. The religious directive comes as the hardline Islamist group, which took over the conflict-torn country in August, faces international pressure to commit to upholding human rights, especially those of women. The decree said a woman is not a property, but a noble and free human being. It also said widows must be given a share of their late husband's property. A Taliban spokesman said the Taliban leadership has instructed all relevant Afghan institutions and tribal elders across the country to enforce the rules and promote public awareness about them to prevent what he called the ongoing oppression against women. The Taliban edict made no comment of girls' education or women being able to work outside the home. The United States is reaching out to more allies in the Indo-Pacific, hoping to keep tensions in the region from boiling over amid growing concerns about China and North Korea. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke by phone Friday with Japan's defense minister, agreeing to hold a new round of security consultations soon. A U.S. Defense Department readout of the call underscored Austin's commitment to security and stability in the region. The two officials discussed efforts to deepen defense cooperation to maintain regional deterrence, according to the statement. It said they also emphasized the importance of close cooperation among the U.S., Japan, and the Republic of Korea. That's the official name for South Korea. When the leaders of more than 100 countries gather virtually in a summit for democracy sponsored by the Biden administration next week, a group focused on human rights and civil society say they want to see concrete commitments to push back against rising authoritarianism, as well as an admission by the United States that it has work to do in order to shore up its own democratic institutions. According to the State Department, the two-day summit on December 9th and 10th is meant to focus on three main things: defending against authoritarianism, addressing and fighting corruption, and promoting respect for human rights. But critics note that the guest list includes countries that human rights groups have identified as trending towards authoritarianism, including India, the Philippines, and Poland. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.